Hi, this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. With us today is Roger Kipe, Vice President of IT at SAC Federal Credit Union in Belleville, Nebraska. Mr. Kipe is joining us today to talk about some of the innovative work that made him a finalist in SearchCIO Midmarket's first annual IT Leadership Awards. In 2011, Mr. Kipe improved the customer experience by instituting mobile banking and updating SAC's online presence to match services available at brick-and-mortar locations. Mr. Kipe is also in the process of replacing the bank's core processing system with one designed for the future. Thank you for joining me, Roger.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what prompted you to embark on the online banking improvement project?
Well, the senior management team here at SAC Federal Credit Union had set a strategic goal to enhance our products and services that we offered our members. One of those services we offered was online banking. So we took a look at it and decided it was lacking functionality and kind of had a dated look. So because of that, we went ahead and embarked on the search for a new online banking vendor, one that would be a little more current and also offer more current services.
And so was it a hard sell to the business to make these changes?
It wasn't a hard sell to the business. Normally the way we get those sort of projects approved is we go to the senior management team, which I'm a member of, and we pitch the idea based on what our strategic goals are. Once the senior management team had a chance to look at the increased functionality and the improved services we'd be able to offer our members, it was a pretty easy sell, honestly.
What went into launching the update, and who was involved in the process?
That's a good question. We started the project in November of 2010. Originally, we started by doing a search for online banking vendors. We narrowed that search down to just a couple, and we had demonstrations done by those vendors that came into town and did demonstrations. We ended up deciding on Q2 out of Austin, Texas. We felt like they had the right mix of stability, functionality, and they had a great roadmap for the future functionality as well. So we assigned a project manager on our staff. We picked a team internally that would be mostly member-facing teams because they're the ones that are going to have to deal with the members and people that were experienced in using different home banking products. And we started the project. You know, we had to do some training on our back-office systems, and we had to do a great deal of testing. But ultimately, that was how our project team was decided on and made up.
And how were you able to get it all done in 5 months?
Well, I would say that Q2 brought the real nice project plan to the table for us. We followed that project plan and just didn't have any other major projects going on for us in IT during that time period. So we were able to get it done within a pretty reasonable time frame.
And you mentioned that it had an outdated look and some outdated functions or functions that weren't there that the customers are looking for now. Can you talk about how this has improved the customer experience, what they're able to accomplish online that they weren't previously?
Sure. I could give you several examples. Some easy ones are members are able to, in the current system they weren't in the previous one, to be able to add external bank accounts. So if you bank with our institution and another institution, you're able to add that external account as a referenceable account, and then you're able to move money in and out of that external account into our institution. So that's pretty convenient, and one we did not have the ability to do so before. You would have had to come in and take out money, then go to that institution to deposit it. So that makes it a lot easier. Another nice piece is we were able to offer a personal finance management tool. A lot of people are familiar with Mint.com as a PFM tool that they can use. This is a similar product based on the same technologies, in that you could enter all of your online accounts, not just our financial institution, but let's say you had credit cards with other banks, other institutions, you had retirement accounts, 401k accounts at investment firms. You can enter all of their online credentials, and it'll pull all of that information together for you and really give you a holistic picture of your finances. Besides just giving you the picture of your finances, it allows you to categorize all the money you're spending to give you a really nice, graphical view, and it allows you to set budgets and track those budgets. All of that's free to our members, which, as you can imagine, is a pretty nice tool set to be able to offer them. We were able to offer mobile banking, which we did not before. We have two versions of mobile banking. We have an iPhone app, and then we also have the mobile version of our current website. So if you have a regular smartphone but it's not an iPhone, you can browse to a specific URL and see a mobile version of our online banking. designed for the smaller screen, which makes browsing and doing transactions much easier on a mobile phone. Or you could download the iPhone app itself and perform functions like any other app you would on an iPhone. So that was very nice. We didn't have that functionality before. We also were able to offer our business members the ability to do ACH or even pass-through payroll processing, which we weren't before, and allow them to do wires from home as well. We actually haven't turned on that functionality yet, but we hope to very soon. We just need to do some training and make sure everything's as secure as we can for our members. Some other things that are very small that you can do is the security's better. Some of the way the security's better is you can create separate logins. So let's say you're a business and you have a payroll person or somebody who pays your bills. You can create a separate login for them and control their access to that online banking account. You can give them ability to draft prospective transactions but not finalize them. And you could go in, thus forcing a dual person control. It's very nice for businesses. You could change your login ID so it's not just your account number. It could be anything you want it to be. Another one that really helps us meet the FFIEC guidelines, which were just put out in 2011, late 2011, is our multi-factor authentication and your password reset are done with what they consider out-of-band methods, meaning that we will send a text or an email to you and give you a passcode that's then used to reset your password versus the old method of giving you a picture or asking you some questions like what is your first pet's name or what high school did you go to. Mm-hmm. Those are considered outdated methods, and the FFIEC is trying to push people away from using those because they're pretty easy to, you know, hack by a phisher or somebody else that's doing nefarious activities.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for talking about that. I was planning a follow-up about security, so thank you. but I do have a different follow-up. So I understand that your online usage doubled. How did you handle that?
Well, that's a great question. I'll say that I think it doubled because of the increased functionality. Obviously, we talked about that. The mobile banking itself, and we have advertised a fair amount about our new online abilities because we're very proud of them. We knew the functionality was going to bring us more users logging in on a daily basis. Our users have actually gone from 5,000 logins today to roughly 10,000 logins today, so it has almost doubled, with about 7% of our online banking users actually using mobile banking. We built the system or worked with Q2 to build a system that was scalable, and we've just been able to scale it as needed. So it's worked out very well for us.
Can you talk about, did you face any challenges, any that stick out in your mind during this whole process, or did it go pretty smoothly?
Well, I think when you change anything that's member-facing, you face challenges. Inherently, I think change is difficult for people, especially if they don't want it. You know, if they're happy with their environment or very comfortable in their environment. You know, I would say that we definitely received some, feedback about us changing the environment. I think as people got more and more used to the technologies and the new features and became comfortable with this environment, that, was placated, and everybody felt pretty happy. But originally, you know, any change implement like that is going to cause some people, you know, to be concerned.
What kind of feedback did you get? Were people actually complaining?
People were complaining. The logins were different. They had to, we didn't save the passwords in the previous system, as we don't in this one. It's not safe. So they had to create a new password for themselves. It's all those kinds of new pieces of functionality. You know, when somebody doesn't know how to do it, or it's different than what they logged in yesterday and they didn't know how to do it, they had to get through that. And basically, I think it was a change management thing. We could have done a little better managing that change management, better at informing our members. And I think next time we do that, hopefully that'll be a while, we'll take those lessons learned and be able to apply them successfully.
Mm-hmm. If I could switch gears now, I understand that you're involved in a year-long core conversion project, and I'm wondering what that will entail.
Well, as I'm sure you know, the core processing system is actually what we base our entire financial institution on. All the transactions happen on the core. Every deposit, every withdrawal, every check that clears, all of them run through that system. We have a system we've been on for many years. We are working at changing that system to a much more current technology system. It's based on the Internet. It's called web services is the way you interact with it. and it'll allow us to have much richer and tighter integration with all of our vendors. So home banking, tying it back to our previous discussion so far, will have a much better interface, and we'll be able to do things that we aren't able to do today as part of that tighter interface. The system itself should make us as a credit union much more efficient, allow our members to be served quicker and faster by our front-facing staff, our member-facing staff, and overall hopefully allow us to move products and services to our members quicker once we have got the conversion done.
Sounds good. If I could ask you one last question. You've said that your biggest challenge in IT is ensuring you can protect your members' data while giving them the ability to have real-time accesses to their finances any way they choose. How are you facing that challenge?
Well, that's a great question, and it is a big challenge. Basically, you know, members want instant access to everything, and we'd love to provide that to them from anywhere at any time. But again, you know, you have to make sure that it's only provided to them and not people who are, you know, trying to do bad activities. So some of the ways we're addressing that is we're increasing our security features in our online banking environment, such as we're going to be soon implementing a key fob, which is basically an additional password that's only usable for about 30 seconds. So when you log into home banking, if you have this feature, you would log in with a user ID, your password, and then you would log in with this key fob password. It's only good for 30 seconds, so somebody's key logging your system and capturing user ID and password. If they didn't use that user ID password and next password within 30 seconds, they would not be able to log in. So that's a gigantic increase in security for our members. As well as we're implementing what's called a risk fraud analysis tool, which will ultimately build a profile for each of our online banking members, what time they normally log in, what type of transactions they normally do. And then if any of those activities change, well, let's say, for instance, you log in at 8 p.m. almost every day to check your home banking stuff, and you transfer once a week, you transfer money out to your external account. Once we get this tool in place, if you log in at noon instead of at 8 p.m. and you transfer a larger deposit than you have in the last 3 or 6 months, whatever the tool deems is necessary, it will stop that transaction on our end and allow us a chance to look at it and make sure that we think it's a reasonable transaction so that we can, again, just tighten up the security for both us and our members. So using those as well as allowing members to create, other user IDs so they can have a two-person control and just educate them on these is basically how we're tightening up our security so that we can give them all the access they want anytime they want it, but allow it to be as secure environment as possible within online banking.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. It's been great.
I appreciate you guys having me, and again, it was a lot of fun.